knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has narrated: anyone who recites durood upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night due to love and devotion for me, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins he committed during that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, this is an honor, a privilege for us that we get the chance to participate in Farz Ulum course. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, Almighty Allah azza wa jal has given us the life, the precious time, so many and countless bounties of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, we are utilizing in every day, every night, in every single moment. So this is one of the best way to perform shukr of the bounties of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. This is one of the best ways to make shukr in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that he gave us time, he gave us life, he gave us so many precious bounties and ni'mats, that we are utilizing and using this precious time in his way. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal accept our this effort and give us divine passion to learn more and more knowledge of deen. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, first fard is takbir tahrima, second fard is qiyam, second fard is qiyam, and third fard is qiraat, third fard is recitation of the holy Quran. Qiraat means pronouncing each and every letter from its correct place of origin, so that each letter is quite distinct from every other letter. So this is the basic ruling of recitation of the Holy Quran, that if you are reciting the Holy Quran, you must pronounce each and every letter in such a way that its voice must be distinct from other letters. Let's suppose ta and ta. Now ta is different letter, its origin is different, and ta origin is different, quite different, and their voices are also quite different. Let's suppose alam ta ra, alam ta ra, ta ra kaifa, ta ra, ta zabar ta. Its voice is not bold. Its voice is normal. Alam tara kaifa. Alam tara kaifa. Tara kaifa. So this is the wording. But if I am reading ta, its voice must be bold. How? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. This ta is the correct pronunciation of this letter. So normally what happens, the people who are ignorant of the masail, of qira'at, of the recitation of the Holy Quran, now how they read? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So this is totally incorrect. You are not reading, pronouncing and uttering the letter ta. You are uttering in fact ta. So اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is the correct pronunciation. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is incorrect. Likewise, seen and sawd. Seen has different voice, sawd has different voice. So if I am pronouncing seen, normally the people, they pronounce seen and sawd with the same voice, with the same origin. This is totally incorrect. And remember, changing any letter with any other letter is haram. Changing any letter with any other letter is haram. It is not permissible. This is nadai. This is sin. This is the ruling of Sharia. Alam taro kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Bi ashabil fil. Saad is now the letter which will be pronounced accordingly. Then it will become ashabil fil.
Alam taro kaifa fa'ala rabbuka بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل وأرسل.
This is seen. But normally what happens? We pronounce seen and sawd with same voice. I'm giving you the example of Surah Al-Fatiha. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. نستعين. This is correct. But the problem is with our soul. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. What we pronounce? إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Remember, this is seen, not soul. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So here, صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين. Both these are wrong. So correct pronunciation is اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ. So we must try to learn the rulings of qira'at. Remember,
that amount of qira'at which is wajib, up to
that amount of qira'at, our correct recitation of Quran is also wajib. Up to that amount of qira'at, which is fard and obligatory, up to the same level, our qira'at must be correct. This is obligatory for us. So sometimes due to small mistakes, these types of ignorances, we also discussed Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Due to small mistake, instead of getting reward and best bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, a person can become kafir. So this is very important to learn Quran correctly. Even when reciting in low volume, it is necessary for the reciter to hear his voice of recitation. So this is also compulsory. If the letters are pronounced correctly but not loud enough for the reciter to hear himself, and there's no obstruction such as noise or the problem of hard of hearing either, the salah will not be valid in this case. We also discussed this thing before, that we have to recite and utter the different words of salah in such a voice that we can hear our voice ourselves. And if we are reciting Quran but we are unable to listen our own voice in normal condition, there's no noise and there's no problem of hearing, and we are in normal condition and we are reciting Quran in such a way that we are unable to listen our own voice, now in this case our salah will not be considered valid. Because what's happening here? The amount of fard qiraat we did not hear at all. The amount of qiraat which is wajib we did not hear at all. So it means we did not utter those words at all. So in this case, if it did not utter the word Takbir-e-Tahreema, Allahu Akbar, with such a voice that we could also hear,
ourselves, now our salah did not start at all.
So this is the basic thing which we must keep in our mind while reciting Quran in salah and different azkar and tasbihat in salah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, whatever is to be recited or said even other than salah, it must be recited or said in such a loud voice that the reciter or speaker could hear himself. For example, giving a divorce, freeing a slave, or mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal when slaughtering an animal. In all these cases, the words must be said loud enough for the reciter to hear. The same should be kept in mind when reciting Durood Sharif and other awra. So normally, this is our practice. We are reciting Quran, we are doing lot of ibadat and zikr azkar, but we don't hear our own voices at all. So make it your habit that whenever you are going to recite something, when you are taking the name of Allah Azza wa Jal while slaughtering animal, or you are reciting Durood Sharif, you must recite with such a voice, you can hear your voice yourself. Now, how much amount of qiraat is fard, which I discussed just now, we will learn this once again. To recite at least one ayah, one verse, in the first two rak'at of a fard salah, and every rak'at of witr, sunan, and nawafil salah is fard for the imam as well as the munfarid, the person who is individually offering his salah. Now remember, except third and fourth rak'at of fard. Except third and fourth rak'at of fard. Revise with me with loud voice. Except third and fourth rak'at of fard. Except third and fourth rak'at of fard. In every rak'at, remember at least one verse, recitation of one verse of Quran is fard and obligatory. So, a muqtadi is not allowed to do qira'at in salah, neither suratul fatiha, nor any other ayah, neither in a sirri salah, nor in a jahri salah. The qira'at of the imam is sufficient for the muqtadi. According to Hanafi school of thought, this is mas'ala. We discussed this thing also earlier in our previous lectures, one of our previous lectures, that according to Hanafi school of thought, muqtadi, the follower, is not allowed to recite anything except subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk in first rakat before the recitation, starting of the recitation of Suratul Fatiha by Imam. Before Imam starts Suratul Fatiha, before the starting of Imam, now he can read Sana. But if Imam has started in Salah and he is listening the voice of Imam, now he is not allowed to read Subhanakallahumma. So, Muqtadi is not allowed in any Salah at all, in any Rakat at all, to read Surah Fatiha or other verses behind Imam. So this is the ruling of Sharia. But according to other schools of thought, according to Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala, according to Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and according to Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, Muqtadi has to recite Suratul Fatiha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. If someone did not do qira'at in any rak'at of fard salah, or did qira'at only in one rak'at, his salah would not be valid. One should recite the Quran slowly in fard salah and at a medium pace in taraweeh. Fast recitation in nawafil of the night is permissible. However, the words should be clearly understandable. That is, the maddat should be pronounced with at least the minimum degree of length set by qurra. Otherwise, it is haram, because we have been commanded to recite the Quran with tartil slowly. These days, most of the huffaz recite in such a way that not to speak of maintaining the length of mad. One cannot understand any word except ya'lamun wa ta'lamun. They do not pronounce the letters properly. They even miss out words. Even worse, they boast amongst others about the speed of recitation. Reciting the Quran in such a manner is strictly haram. So in Taraweeh, this thing happens. Normally everybody is in rush. He wants to finish Taraweeh as early as possible. And they give the example, Maulana, you took 1 hour and 15 minutes. That Qari Sahib, he finishes in 1 hour and 10 minutes. That Qari Sahib, he finishes in 1 hour. What are you doing? So they don't bother. The people don't bother what they are reciting. We discuss this thing that lot of Qari's Quran is curses upon them. And we are not interested in this thing that whether we are getting the curses of Almighty Allah and curses of Quran, or we are getting the blessings of Quran as well as blessing of Almighty Allah. Remember, read Taraweeh behind that Imam who utters each and every letter according to the standards of Qiraat. If he is not uttering the letters according to the rulings of Tajweed and Qiraat, now it is haram. If he is only changing a single letter, this is also haram. So how is it possible to offer salah behind such Imam? And Sharia does not allow us at all. Most of the people are unable to distinguish between the sounds of ta, ta, seen, saw, tha, alif, hamza, ain, ha, ha, dal, dot, dal, dot. Remember, if the meaning of a word becomes fasid, wrong, as a result of changing the sound of letter, salah will not be valid. We also discussed this thing before. For example, if someone says azim instead of azim, what is the correct word? Subhana rabbiyal azim. Subhana rabbiyal azim. We also did its practice. Subhana rabbiyal azim. Ra. Its sound is different from za. And if a person pronounces azim, so if someone says azim instead of azim with a za instead of Allah in Subhana rabbiyal azim, his salah will become invalid. Fasid. Therefore, if someone cannot utter Azim properly, it should utter Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem instead. So, my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah, with the blessings of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, Madrasatul Madina for adults, Alhamdulillah, are being run in different masajid, in different places around the world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in which the Islamic brothers of Dawat Islami, the Quran according to the standards of Qiraat, free of any charge. And I think you have understood, you might have understood that this is the most important thing. You in Salah, you are intending to get the blessings of Allah. In Salah, you are trying to get the best benefits of Salah. And instead of getting benefits, if a person is getting curses of Almighty Allah as well as Quran, so how much that person would be unlucky. So my dear Islamic brothers, we can understand that the learning the proper method of recitation of Quran is very much necessary for us. If we could get such an Islamic brother, we could hire an Islamic brother, we could pay some Islamic brother and tell him, please teach me at least Suratul Fatiha, few surahs, small surahs of Quran from 30th para, as well as from a few small verses from Quran. If it is possible for us to hire someone, we must do this thing. And Alhamdulillah, as I told you, Dawat-e-Islami is teaching us Quran free of charge. And not one, two dozen, hundred or thousands. Alhamdulillah, around the world, Alhamdulillah, millions of people, Alhamdulillah, they tried to rectify their Quran and they tried to rectify and recite Quran according to the standards of Qiraat. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, for just for your pleasure and information, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is only inside the Pakistan. Dawat-e-Islami is running Madrasatul Madina for small students, and the number of students is almost 80,000 only in Pakistan. Those small students who are getting the knowledge of Quran, who are getting the knowledge of Tajweed free of any charge, and they are being run on from 8 to 4 o'clock. The whole day madrasa, full day madrasa, their numbers, the numbers of students are almost 80,000. Alhamdulillah. So this is the blessings of Dawat-e-Islami, as well as Dawat-e-Islami, as I told you, is also running the Madrasatul Madina for adults. Not one, two, or hundreds or thousands. Alhamdulillah, hundreds of thousands of madaris are being run in different places after Isha, after Fajr, after Maghrib, without any charge. So my those Islamic brothers who are listening to me, who they are humbly requested to please join Madrasatul Madina, you will come to realize that how much recitation of Quran is important for me. Inshallah, Zajal, this thing will help us a lot to rectify our Quran also. May Almighty Allah Zajal give us tawfiq, give us passion to participate in Madrasatul Madina for adults. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, there's a good news for those Islamic brothers who are busy and their schedule is such that they can't reach to different masajid in Fajr or Maghrib or Isha. Alhamdulillah, good news for them that Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is also teaching through internet. So Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is teaching Quran according to the proper rules, as well as not only Quran, the masail of wudu, masail of tayammum, masail of ghusl, masail of salah, and different types of masail, not only these masail, as well as the supplications and du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are being recited on different occasions, Alhamdulillah, these things are also taught through internet, free of any charge. There's only the proper way, this madrasatul, that is called Madrasatul Madina online. You'll have to just visit www.dawatislami.net. You'll get a link on that about the Madrasatul Madina online. And you'll go there, just fill up a form, and inshallah, Azzawajal, they will tell you according to their availability as well as your time adjustment. They'll tell you, inshallah, from this time to this time, you can learn Quran free of charge. The fourth fard of salah is ruku. The least level of ruku is to bend forward to such an extent that if hands are stretched, they should reach the knees, while complete ruku is to keep the back horizontally straight. So this thing we discussed a lot of times, that what is the least amount of ruku, standard of ruku, and what is the perfect posture of ruku. So we discussed this thing before. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal does not see mercifully at such a salah of the person in which he does not straighten his back during ruku and sujood. So this is also very important, that we must perform ruku according to the standards of Sharia, if it is possible for us. So if there is the problem of backache with anybody, then it is permissible for him to bend down up to that level which is bearable for him. So this is the ruling of Sharia. First fard of salah was? Second was? Qiyam. Third? Qiraat. Fourth? Ruku. Fifth fard of salah is? Sujood. Sujood is the plural of? Some people pronounce it sijda. Sijda is not the proper word. Sajda is the proper word. And the plural of sajda is sujood. The beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I have been commanded to perform sajda on seven bones. The face, number one, the face, two and three, both hands, four and five, both knees, and six and seven, finger set of both feet. I've also been commanded not to fold my clothes and hair. This is the ruling of Sharia, and this is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif as well as Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I have been ordered to perform sajda on seven bones. Two sujood are fard in each rakat. In each rakat, how many sujood are fard? Two. Two sujood are fard. If somebody will perform only one sajda in one rakat and he completes his whole salah, now he will have to repeat his salah once again. It is necessary that the forehead properly rests on the ground.
Resting of forehead means hardness of the ground should be felt. If someone performs sajda in such a way that his forehead did not properly rest on the ground, sajda would not be valid. So for the validation of sajda, this thing is compulsory, that our forehead must feel the hardness of the surface of the ground. So this is important. We also discussed this thing in the practical of salah. As if you remember, we did all these things one by one. How a person had to perform sajda, which part must touch to the ground first, and which after that. So we discussed this thing in detail when we discussed the practical method of salah. In case of performing sajda on something soft such as grass, wool or a carpet, if the forehead firmly rests onto it, that is, it is pressed so hard that it cannot be pressed anymore, sajda will be valid, otherwise not. So normally in our South Africa, there are double carpets.
First they put something and on that they put the carpet, and normally what happens, you will have to force yourself to perform sajda properly. So remember, if we just put our forehead and our forehead did not feel the hardness of the surface, our sajda will not be
considered valid. Our sajda will not be considered valid. And if sajda is not valid, then salam is also not valid.
These days the trend of using carpets in masjid has developed. In some masajid, foam is also spread underneath the carpets while performing sajda on a carpet, make it show that the forehead firmly rests, otherwise salah will not be valid. If the nasal bone did not rest on the ground properly, the salah will be makruh tahrimi and it would be wajib to repeat such a salah. So this is very important. Feeling the hardness of the surface with your this forehead, this is fard. And your nasal bone, we also discussed the thing, the method of salah when we discussed. So your this nasal bone also, it must feel the hardness of surface. If you only touched the ground, but only your tip of this nose is touching, and your this nasal bone did not touch, now your salah will be wajibul i'ada. It will be wajib for you to repeat that salah. So normally nowadays, lot of people, they commit this mistake that normally they just put their forehead on the floor, but they, this nasal bone at all, and neither this tip or nor this their nasal bone touches the ground. So their salah will be makruh tahrimi, wajibul i'ada. They must have to repent from it if they did intentionally, as well as they have to repeat their salah. So this is the important ruling of Sharia. We discussed also this thing in method of salah, that at least one toe of your foot must touch the ground. Okay? And three toes of both foot is wajib. And all 10 toes, you must perform sajda in such a way that their tips must be toward Qibla, towards Qibla. This is sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we must perform sajda in the same way. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. The sixth fard of salah is qada'e akhira. Sixth fard of salah is qada'e akhira. Last qada, last at-tahiyyah. After the completion of all rak'at of salah, it is fard to sit in qada for the amount of time in which complete the tashahud at-tahiyyat up to abduhu wa rasulu is recited. So last qada is fard. Last qada is fard. And remember that sitting up to that amount in which the recitation of whole tashahud at-tahiyyatu lillahi until wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, up to this amount qada is wajib. If the musalli offering a 4 rakat fard salah did not perform qada after the 4th rakat and has not yet performed the sajda of the 5th rakat, he has to sit down. However, if he has performed the sajda of the 5th rakat, or in case of fajr did not sit after 2 rakat and did the sajda of 3rd rakat, and in case of maghrib did not sit after the 3rd rakat and did the sajda of the 4th rakat, the fard salah will become invalid. In these cases, he should add one more rakat except maghrib salah. So remember, the qada akhira is fard for the validity of salah. If a person is offering fajr, now after 2nd rakat, he has to do qada akhira. He has to sit for at-tahiyyat in 2nd rakat. And instead of sitting after the 2nd sajda of 2nd rakat, he stood up and he started 3rd rakat. And he was thinking that this is my 2nd rakat. Because intentionally nobody will stand up after second rakat of Fajr. So instead of sitting for At-Tahiyyat, he stood up and started reciting Surah Fatiha and thinking and pondering that this is my second rakat. And now he is in third rakat, in fact, and in Qiyam or in Ruku or in Qomas, after Sami'a Allahu liman Hamida, he remembered that this is my third rakat. So immediately at that point when he remembered, he has to come back in At-Tahiyyat. Okay? But if he did not remember this thing and he performed the sajda of third rakat of Fajr, now his fard will become invalid. Now he has to add one more rakat in Fajr. Now four rakat will become nafil for him. You understand? The second case is Zuhr, Asr and Isha. How many rakat a musalli has to perform? Four rakat. And after completion of four rakat, he did not sit in a tahiyyat. That is qada, which is qada akhira, and it is fard obligatory for him. And instead of sitting after four rakat, he stood up. And he started performing fifth rakat and thinking that this is my fourth rakat. As he will remember that this is my fifth rakat, at the same point he has to come back before sajda of fifth rakat. And if he did the sajda of fifth rakat also, what will happen? His fard will become invalid. Now he has to add one more rakat, so sixth rakat will become nafil for him. Seventh fard is khuruji bisun'ihi. Seventh fard is khuruji bisun'ihi. Khuruji bisun'ihi means after the qada akhira, deliberately saying salam, talking or any other such act that finishes the salah. However, if any other deliberate act except salam was found, repeating such a salah will be wajib. And if any such act was found without intention, the salah will become invalid. So after the completion, after finishing qada akhira, he has to come out from his salah with intention of coming out of salah, and he has to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So word assalam is wajib. Word assalam is wajib. So he has to say assalam. But coming out intentionally, coming out from salah intentionally, this is last fard of salah. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us passion to learn these masail of salah.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.